So whatever you're going through right now, God is really with you and he's really for you, and he will help you through your toughest times. As you turn your heart to God and go to God in prayer and ask him to help you, he will provide for you great comfort, and he will bring the peace to your heart and still any storms in your life despite your situation. Because, you know, God's going to provide you with the strength that you need and give you direction for your life. And any fears you may be experiencing, you know, they're going to begin to melt away, because this is the heart of God. God doesn't bring problems, and he doesn't bring tribulation, and he doesn't bring fear or worries or doubts to you. So that's why we can go to him with all of our heart. He's a God of love, mercy, grace, and strength. He's a God of deliverance, God of peace. And, you know, no one on the face of this earth is immune to adversity. Everyone goes through something in their life at times. And, you know, they can face challenging times and difficult situations. You know, for example, like grief and loss or sadness or loneliness or uncertainties or troubles, distresses. Others find themselves with no direction or help whatsoever. But, like, God's way of life is a life of joy and peace and love. And we can really choose to focus on those things that face us by ourselves. We can focus by ourselves with them, or we can cast these things straight away to God, and we can give these anxieties, problems to God, and he says, I'll take care of you and I will give you peace, that, you know, my understanding comes to your heart so that you can be at peace in whatever situation there is. But really, we choose the life that we want. Also, we choose to stay in a negative state or in a positive state. And the positive state is staying with God and saying what he says about us and who we really are and how he looks at us. So we always have a choice, a decision to make, what kind of mindset we want to be in. We can switch the switch. So whoever you are, whether you're a believer or unbeliever, if you're going through troubled times, hard times in your life or in your heart, you can turn to God right now and you can pray to him, talk to him, give him all your problems, ask for his help and comfort and direction. And if you do this right now, you'll find peace will begin to flood your heart. Hope and expectations will begin to rise up in you. God will begin to fill you with his expectation of hope and a future. And there is a good couple of scriptures I want to look at. And this is the heart of God for you, that God is for you and he's the one that will help you no matter how big your problems are, no matter what it is you're going through, because God is a God of love. He's the God of all comfort, and God is able to supply everything you need to help you in life, whether that's money, relationships, people in your life, difficult situations. Like, he can really take you out of them, and he's really for you. So we can really focus on the good things in life despite anything. And, you know, and that's for a believer. Like, these things have no jurisdiction in our life. You know, they may come around us, but we pay it no attention, because we know that God is our helper. Any problem I have belongs to God. And 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we are comforted of God. See, God is a God of mercy, and when things have got too much for you to handle and you're at that point of giving up, then you turn to God. He will help you. He has set you free from whatever you're going through, and God is able to take you out of trouble you're in, to the point you're able to help others and bring them also out of trouble. Psalms 46:1 says, God is a refuge and a strength, a very present help in trouble. The word refuge can also be shelter. God is your shelter in the storms of life, and your strength. He is your present. He is present to help you. He is present to heal you. He is present to provide what you need. So you can come out of any trouble when we go to God, when we keep our eyes set on things above and not on the things of this earth. Our response is God first, not fear first. Isaiah 40:28 says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching out his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases in strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Don't you know? Have you not heard? God is everlasting. God created the heavens and the earth, and by the word of his mouth. God is not weak, he does not faint, and he does not get tired, and he can empower and increase your strength when you go to him. So you can win in every situation. God will help you, but you need to turn to him with all your heart. You need his strength, not your strength. If you go to him right now, he can and will renew your strength like the wings of eagles, so you can rise above your problems. You will gain height over your problems. You will not be weary and faint. You will be able to live your best life free from worry, fear, lack, poverty, sickness. Don't you want that for your life? Freedom from fear? You know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And look at the wonderful things that have been written for us to see. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know," God says, "the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." God says he's going to listen to you. "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." So God wants you to go to him with all your heart, to trust him with all your hearts. See, God's thoughts about you personally are of peace and not of evil. God wants you to live full days with joy, not sorrow. And God will give this to you when you go to him, and you can begin right now. God says, "Call upon me, pray to me, and I will listen to you." God says, "Seek me and you will find me. Search for him with all your heart. You will absolutely find him." And I'm witness of God's goodness. Every time I turn to God and sought after him, he has helped me. He's delivered for me. He's provided me. And this is why I'm encouraging you right now. God is real. And he's for you, and he will turn your life around. He will answer all your prayers. He will heal you and help you. For those that are listening to this right now, you have not experienced the power of God in life. If you haven't, you can right now. Don't wait a moment longer. God is real. He's tangible. When you go to him, faith brings him on the scene. Your faith and confidence on him to help will bring him on the scene for you. See, God sent his son Jesus Christ, who made it available for you to have a direct connection and access to God, just like Jesus Christ when he walked this earth. And Jesus Christ is not dead. He's at the right hand side of God, next to God at his right hand, and so are we in him. Jesus Christ is alive right now, and by the power of God, right now you can be set free. This is real. It's not religion or a game. God is for you. That is why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. He wants you to go to him. And God loved the people in the world. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. The truth is that he is for you. He loves you. That he will help you. That you can have a great life right now, every single day. God does not want you to go through life defeated, sick, problems, after problems, with no help. He is not the cause of bad things in this world. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Satan is the one that causes all these bad things in this world. But right now, our focus is on God and what God has made available for you and for the rest of your life. See, Satan has got no say in this. As a believer, he has no access to you, only what you would consent to. So we don't give him consent. We choose life, therefore we're living in life. And we're having joy and peace, regardless of anything that goes on. I don't pay attention, and nor should you. God wants you well, and he wants you to have a great life, and it's available when we believe his promises to us, when we believe on his son, Jesus Christ, and remembering that God is not condemning you, but God has a way for you to have a relationship with him and to be blessed with him. When you confess Jesus as your Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, God filled you with his spirit. That's how we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you say with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall absolutely be saved. That's how we receive the promises of God. So if you believe this, then say it with your mouth. if you believe it with all your heart. And as you do, God fills you with that Spirit. You receive the gift of eternal life. As you do it with other things in your life that God has promised, when you're saying what God is saying, when you're saying the words He also gives you, He brings it to pass. You receive the promise of it. So you have to make a choice alone with God. It is through your free will choice and decision to, you know, not only confess Jesus as Lord, but to keep Him as Lord. And that means we go to God and we look only to Him. We know who we are in Christ. And God is really, really at work in all of us. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus also said, if you are weary, if you're in trouble, come to me. If you're laboring hard in this life, if you're burdened down with the cares and problems of this world, then you're invited to take those problems to God, and God will really come through on your behalf. And another great words Jesus spoke to his disciples was, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So his disciples were told, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't get focused on those things. Paul also encouraged the believers at Philippi, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." God does not want you to be anxious about anything. God wants you to go to Him in prayer. He wants you to tell Him all your problems and then not to think about them. Because once you've given your cares and your worries and problems to Him, He will take care of them. Simple as that. That's where our faith is. I know when I pray, God's going to take care of the things that I've asked Him to. Because I've gone to Him, I'm relying on Him and His strength and His wisdom and His solutions. So as you give your problems to God and you're trusting Him to meet your need, you'll begin to have that joy and peace in your heart. So God is really, really wonderful. And we've been given a life which is more and abundant. And we don't focus on the things of this world, the negatives, the narratives of this world. No, because that's what unbelievers do. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the, you know, God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. So the understanding of the unbeliever can't see the things that I'm saying to you unless they're humble to receive the truths that have been spoken. So, you know, the choice is always yours to make alone, to give your problems to God, your life problems, give them to God, or to keep them to yourself, or to tell your next door neighbor, or your partner, or your best friends, or you take them straight away to God, and you ask Him for His peace, and His understanding, and His solutions, and His direction, and His provision. He will provide it for you, because He's blessed that you're going to Him. He's blessed that you're trusting Him. He's blessed that you're believing Him. So this is what my thoughts are for today, is let not your heart be troubled. You've got nothing to worry about. God is with you. Take all your burdens to Him. Switch the switch on in your mind and have those heavenly thoughts. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. This is for your life, for your encouragement, for your joy. And God wants our joy to be full, and He's made it available, and it becomes to us when we recognize it, go to God, and we say, okay, this is what I choose for my life today and every day. So bless your heart.